This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Not to come out many times, it's just, you'll see in a few minutes, there are issues with Pshat and the Gemara. But let's start with just reviewing yesterday. I'd like to learn with you the Mordechai. The Rambam was Mechalati Gittin in Shabbos. That's a chiddush. Mechalati Gittin in Shabbos. Ksivas, ksiva. So, I mentioned yesterday that the Chassam Sefer, and Rav Nochem brings from his Rebbe, from Rav Elazar Gordon, the Divrei Baisha seems to agree, they all say that Ksav by Gittin is Ksav, the definition of writing. And by Shabbos, by Shabbos we define it differently. We define Ksiva as just being an example of Malacha, but ultimately it all depends on defining it as Malacha, which is an accomplishment, or something that Ksiva does for you. And Mamele it is a Chilik. Now, you get the impression that they're sort of forced to make the Chilik, like nobody would have dreamt of saying a chilek, but since we have a problem with the Rambam, so we got to figure something out. So we say, okay, Gittin is one way, and Shabbos is another way, but it's not so satisfying. And I think that was yesterday. That was in the main nekuda yesterday. What I saw later is that there's a Mordechai, and if you'll turn to the back, the Mordechai is a Shin Mem Dalet or Shin Dalet Mem, depending on how from the printer was. If he was willing to write Shin Mem Dalet, he switched it to Shin Dalet Mem. But either way, it's the one before Shin Mem Hey. And it's very geschmack because there are two things he learned this Mordechai. First of all, it's a little chazara on some of the safros that we discussed. And second of all, you see that there's some cipher, and Rabbi Elazar Gordon, well, mechavin to something that it says here. Apparently, they don't quote the Mordechai, so they don't bring it. But they were mechavin to something that Arishan said independently of the Rambam Shita. Besides that, the Rambam Shita didn't force him. He's just discussing the way Ksiva works, and he told a totally different halachas of Shabbos and halachas of Ksiva. So, if you look, and as like I said here, by me is Shin Dalet Mem. Now it's actually Chaf Amud Aleph, but I told you right away that our sugya, the sugya of Ksiva, picks up again. If you skip the first part, I mean, I'm chayiv to skip the first part, but right now, just to get to cut to the point and chase, it's in the second half. He talks here about Chag Teichos. I told you yesterday, Chag Teichos is when you erase, when you create a letter by erasing. You have a splotch of ink, and you sort of erase all around, and you end up with the letter, the ink. You erase the rest of the splotch, you end up with just the amount of ink that's needed for the letter.
If you're not being Chag Teichos, you're choking so that there's Teichos remaining.
No, you erase the teich, and what remains is yureichas. We call the letters are called yureichas. All letters in the alphabet are either vavs or yuds. They're called yureichas. They're called the limbs of the letter. And teichas is the inside of the letter. So most letters have an inside that gets scratched out. So that's why it's called chag teichos. It's a name for it. Now, you know what? Let's start near the beginning. Metoich kach, a pasuk Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Okay, five lines in. Metoich kach pasuk Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Kaisiv get. What about chok teiches by a get? Palmim shneifel diyoyim in akolmis besech lal ha'is. And a drip of ink falls into the letter. So you write a base, and a drip of ink falls inside. So now it looks like a base with that inside.
Dalet.
A pay, I guess, more like a pay, right? So I guess it depends how it falls in. But he says, "Kagoyin b'seich beis nasa pay." Oi mites shin. We have a test, and another head appears, so it looks like a shin. Bechal oisacheres shein ato sham shma aleha. Or falls in any letter, and now it's not recognizable. That's what you would do. If you're writing and some ink fell in the middle of a letter, you would just scratch it off. So was that kosher by a get? Could you write a get by chok teichas? Vakach mocha katipa b'teicha ois. Zeu, the brackets, zeu chok teicha. Shenasa ois, ayidei mechika teicha upasa. Oi, pa'amim, kishoroi tzelasis mem psucha. You want to make a regular mem. A regular mem has an opening in the bottom left corner. V'nidvak uktsa ha-smolis ha-meshach ha-tachdoin. And the left vav touched the bottom line. V'nasa mem stuma. So what would you do if you had a regular mem and it touched? You'd scratch it out. That's what normal people would do. V'ayim perak ha-baina. Listen to what it says. Perak ha-baina is a mesech de-shabbos. Uksavtem. Shalo yasa psuchim stumin. It's talking about Safarus. That if you write a Sefer Torah, what if you wrote an end of mem where it's supposed to be a regular mem? It's possible. Afgav di katana de machshir, kamaki ni katana de apostles. Machlek is there. If it's ma'akiv, if you write an end of mem where you need a regular mem or the reverse, imu moichik hadveikis betar, you take a blade and you cut away the part that's touching. Kedelasis psucha, zeu chak teiches, upasel. It's pasel in a sefer Torah. You have to write a new get. If they signed it already, you might have to write a whole new get. They didn't sign it, you write a whole new letter. So by get in Sefer Torah, it was saying Chok Teichus is possible. That means you got to be very careful. When the Sefer is writing and he splotches it up, he has to have the presence of mind not to create the letter by scratching, but to create the letter by writing. Okay, I happen to have two mezuzahs in my house over the last years that are psulim. They look like beautiful mezuzahs. One of them, the tests, when the mezuzahs come, I give them to someone to check. The chataitris of the test that goes in, touched all the way down. When the test touches all the way down, it's a samach, technically. Right? The test comes around, and the dip down touch the bottom. It's a samach. Now it could be chok teichis, you could erase the connection, but it's like a sidron. Once it's a samach, if it's touching and it's not a new ois, you just erase the touch. But where it has a din of a new letter, fixing it, now if someone's going to fix it, and someone else will look at the mezuzah, will never know it was ever possible. But l'may said it is possible. And this mamish this case, it's touching the bottom, it's possible. Since the mezuzah needs kesidron, he can't fix it anymore.
Shas Maisa, when he wrote it, he could have fixed it.
When he wrote it, he could have fixed it. He sent it. Look, I'm getting from this site for 30 mezuzahs a month for a year and a half. So, you know, you expect that once in a while he sent 500 mezuzahs, so something's going to happen. But the point I'm making is that once it's a different letter, being chok teichus is no good. You have to. If you just have two letters that are touching each other, there's a strip of ink touching, and each letter is clearly a separate letter, that's not chok teichus. The letter is kosher. It's psul that it's not surrounded, book of gevil, it's not surrounded by parchments. You scratch off to where it's touching, no problem. But once it gets a halachic din of a different letter, then fixing it doesn't help anymore. That's chok teichus. The only way to fix it is to erase the letter. If you erase the letter, it's not kesidra. In a get or a sefer Torah, if this would happen in a sefer Torah, you have the dip of a test touching down. So what do you do? Not enough to separate it. That's chok teichus. You have to erase the test and write a new test, which is fine. Which is what you do in a sefer Torah. In a mezuzah and tefillin, they have to be kesidra. It's not shayach. So l'maisa, it's shamus, it's possible. It's possible. I keep on thinking I have to write in the back in ink that it's possible because someday someone will pick it up off my desk and say, wow, that's a nice mezuzah. It is a nice mezuzah. Most of it is very nice. But this is the point that he's making here. He's saying by a get, chok teichais is possible. Now, by a get, you can fix it like a sidra. But if you have a letter, a crucial letter in the get, a letter that matters, and it's written improperly, it's a puzzle to get. Now, the million-dollar question is, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Listen to what he says. He says, what are we up to? After adding a get, vim timer. That is the punchline. Vim timer. Haloikai gavnu the chaktaychis mikri ksivul in yimlecha Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you do chaktaychis, it's ksiva k'nemi in perek habayna. I told you this Gemara once. Not like legaga shalches. V'nasa shnei zainim chayiv. If you have a ches, and you remove the roof, either you have R types of ches, you just made a cut down, so that's two. Or you have the way our ches and our in the Sefer Torah, a little roof on top connecting two Zions, you erase it. On Shabbos, that's called writing. So, Frekta Mordechai, we're learning, before the Rambam, we learned Asogya, that when Medama Shabbos to Gittin, that's what Rish Lakish was doing. Rish Lakish certainly is being Medama Shabbos to Gittin. So Frek de Mordechai, B'chok Teichis is definitely possible by a Sefer Torah, and B'meila by Gittin. So Ibezai, how come at Shabbos Yechayiv, B'nashdei Zedem Chayiv, B'yishloimah. Now listen to what he says, this is quite similar to some Sefer from yesterday. B'yishloimah. The Hossam, by Shabbos, Melechis Machsheves Asra Torah. We call Shabbos Melechas Masheves. Melechas Masheves means an intended malacha. Malacha that's, Masheves is used both to be a chashav of malacha and a malacha b'machshav. V'machshav talina t'luy in Melechas de Shabbos. And Shabbos is tali in the way a person intends it. Kimish ha'miskav and lasis ois yois e kapay de beza inyin shenasa. Rak she'yei ayyadei ma'isav. As long as you do it. And listen to what he is. Akarshe HaMishkan. If you've not for yesterday, you have no idea what he's talking about, right? What does it have to do to crush him in a Mishkan? So we already know. Akarshe HaMishkan. Hayu Oysen Aleim Alev Beis Gimel Dalet. Try to get someone to figure out that abbreviation. Ask him what Alev Beis Gimel Dalet stands for. Right? Akarshe HaMishkan. They wrote Alev Beis Gimel Dalet. Ladas Ezehu Ben Zugai. To know which one goes to next to which one. You think they cared about Schach Teiches when they wrote the letters on the Kerashim? So by Shabbos is totally Melech Masheves. Avo b'makim shenemar v'kosav, but by Get where it says v'tzkosav, and by Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah it says v'chsavtem, or v'kosav kisul lechem es ashir hazayis, which says kosav tzarech sheyiftev gufa isayis. You have to actually write them. V'gam la'havrol of kol mislach haratikon lo yoyel le'rabbi lo'y rabbana. And yoyel gabed yoyel doesn't help. The mayel al oisah nichtam shaloy l'shma, l'shavi l'shma. Even though shaloy l'shma to l'shma works, b'kabak m'shavi ois lo yoyel. Mamish kashmak, this is some cipher. The only thing is we have to figure out what we're going to do l'maisa. What he's saying here is, forget the Rambam for a minute. Forget the Rambam, the way he teaches Neshanu Medama Nasa Maisa, that we're not Medama Shabbos to give. Even if you hold like Rashi. But there has to be a difference between Shabbos and Gittin. That doesn't mean every case Shabbos and Gittin are different. But Al Karchoch, there's a difference, because Chag Teichos by a get and by a Sefer Torah is possible. Because you're not writing the letter. It's missing in the Kosav. And on Shabbos Yechayiv, it's a Gemara, not like Gagel Shulches, you're writing two letters. You take away the Gagel Shulches, you're writing two letters. So Akorchot is a difference. So what he's saying here is that, first of all, the Svara that some Sefer says is here, except that some Sefer says it exclusively in the Rambam, he's saying that Legabi Chag Teichos is true for like everyone. The Gavi Chag Teichos is true, but it's true totally. It's totally emes that Shabbos is one rule, and Gittin is another rule, and that Rish Lakish has to agree to too. Everyone has to agree. Chag Teichos is certainly possible by Sifri Torah, and it's certainly Chayav on Shabbos. So we stop a minute and we ask ourselves, what was Rish Lakish thinking? Rish Lakish came. What did Rish Lakish do in our Gemara? He said, Rabbi Yechanan, you said, Diyar Gabi Sikra, Eschayev Shtayim, Achaz Rishu Kaisim Eshem Mishem Meichek. If so, when we have illiterate Edim, let them write in Sikra, and we're right on top with ink. So, now Rish Lakish was being Midama Shabbos to Gittin. He'd be Midama Shabbos to Gittin. So it was sort of left hanging. The Mordechai is not explaining. The Mordechai is right. You have to make some chalukah between Shabbos and Gittin. On the other hand, Rish Lakish compared Shabbos and Gittin l'gabi diyah l'gabi sikra. So we're left. We can sit here and say, argue about svaras. It's no easy svara to be mechalik. No easy explanation. You have an easy way to explain why the Gabi Chok Teicha is Shabbos is different. Because the here you need the Kasav. Now the Gabi Diyah, Gabi Sikra, well, by Shabbos it's a Siva, then it must be Siva by Gid.
Chepes. It says so in the beginning of the Shabbos, by Diyah, Gabi Sikra, you're actually writing the actual Eis, by Chok Teicha, it happens to be the Eis, it's
left. So it's a Chesorin, where is the Hechrach in it? But the Diyah and the Sikra is what?
You're actually wrote nice. The name wrote nice.
So it's more Tanish. You mean it's not sort of the Kasav?
Yeah.
As much as it would be. And that's how he starts. I say, you have to make sure Chilik, it's not, all right? You know, if you tell me it's MS, I have no problem. But when you have Rish Lakish being Machrichit, Rish Lakish is saying, well, what do you got to cut out the DR? Just do Diyah Gabi Sikra. I mean, I don't know, he's asking Sakashi. He's asking Rabbi Yechon, can you do it? The Hechrach is a little difficult. A little difficult. So I would like to take this idea that we're talking about, tell you something else, and maybe there's some connection between the two. We have an illiterate person. And we want him to sign the get. Mara says, Mokam Igun, the husband's about to set sail on a boat. He's leaving. We want to do a get. We call in whoever we could. He's not literate. So, Kairin is an ER. So, Rashi said it needs to scratch some letters. Taisus is the kasha. Taisus said, Taisus Shita is, you need a ksiva that you could do kiyum to. You need a ksiva to which you could do a kiyum. If you're going to scratch and he's going to write and you're scratching, that's not. So what did Taisa say? You make a stencil. You take a separate paper, you make a stencil, and he writes on the stencil. What does that help? So Taisa said, Marchiv es ha-kera. You make the wide, and within, he doesn't know how to make, his name is Avram, he doesn't know how to make an aleph. So you widen it a little bit, and you get him to do it. This whole handwriting within that. Yeah, that's what Taisa said. What about the Yael Gabi Sikra? What about the Yael Gabi Sikra? What do you think? If I'm writing Sikra and you're writing Diyai, you know, Taisa could argue with Rashi on what Mekarin means. He says, it can't be what you're saying, so it can't be Mekayimin. So he says, Makara means make a stencil. What about the Agabi Sikra?
Make a little wider.
So you do the Sikra wider?
Yeah.
You get it within it. Could be. That, so that would
be. Right on top of the Sikra, exactly.
So that's what I was thinking. I mean, you could do it either way. But once they get to this, it's going to help if the Agabi Sikra, if you marshal it a little bit. And I'm just looking. So one of the Achrayim will suggest this. I didn't jot down who. That you write Sikra. You have a guy who doesn't know how to write. I once had somebody signed a Ksuba. He wasn't sure if a Gimel is this way or a Zion is this way, like in his own name. I let him sign, and then I wasn't sure how Shabbos Shabbos he is. I just ripped up the Ksuba and got two other Edom and redid the Ksuba. He doesn't know how to write his name in Hebrew. But if I says in the Gemara, there's such a thing as kasher edim that don't know. See, Havi doesn't know if a gimel is this way or a gimel is that way, so you do it. You do it with sikra. But you tell him, when you write on the sikra, don't write exactly on the sikra. You do the agave sikra, you do it, you markov a little bit when you do the agave sikra. If that's the case, then what? Then what? If that's the case, the Mordechai is a little better. The Mordechai is a little better. Rish Lakish was saying, okay, nah, me, Chaktach is no good, but here, you mark him anyway. So it's a real ksiva, the Diagabe Sikra. The question is the Gemara now. So that would help. Diagabe Sikra is better than this. But then what's with the Gemara? Is the Gemara good? It would not be Marchiv. But does he have to be Marchiv? I mean, if he's totally Marchiv, then Diagabidya is also good. He's not writing directly on top. So it must be he's like in and out a little bit. The in and out, is that good? Is in and out good? It's like, it's no worse than Rav who signed like a Kivra. You can do a Kiyam on it. I'm not sure. But maybe the Agabi Sikra, Rish Lakish, the Agabi Sikra, he held is better than to be Medame to Shabbos, maybe. Maybe he held it was better. I don't know. Problem is, it's not exactly the Agabi Sikra, then it's the Agabi Klav. So I'm not sure how to deal with it, but it must be, like Ellie's saying, that the Agabi Sikra, even without what I'm saying now, is more of a ksiva, lagabe, everything. And at least according to the Havamina, even though we only said it by Shabbos, but okay. Anyway, it's a very geshmak of Mordechai. Besides, it gives you the ideas and Chag Teiches. It's also the chilek to Shabbos, and it's very geshmak. The Gradin Shemem Hei, he adds on this theme that Shemei starts Chay Yeshuzar She Kol Ois Mu Kefes Gevil Shei Tiga Ois La Ois. The get, you all know, the Sefer Torah, letters are not supposed to be touching. He's saying in a get also letters are not supposed to be touching. Mnei She Eino Nirei Yafe Kishihi Mukuberes. So what does that mean? Look at the words. What do the words mean? Mekefes gevil means surrounded by parchment. Letters can't touch. Not only letters can't touch. If you write, let's say, an endachaf, and it goes all the way down to the edge of the parchment, it's also possible, pashtus. It's not mukef gevil. It's not surrounded by parchment. So how is he surrounded by parchment? So if two letters are touching, it's no good. Mnei she'einoi nirei yafe kishi mukheberes l'chavrata. What does that mean?
Doesn't look nice.
So that's the question. Does he mean it's just not nice? What does he mean?
It doesn't sound like a soul.
It does sound like Nira is like Balabatish. It doesn't look so nice.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what he means. What were you saying? That you can't, in Nira Yafi, you can't read it? The things are touching. It's touching the top line, the bottom line, the tachtena. We'll see what that means. This one to show what he's saying to Mordechai. Not two things, three things. The Sifrei Torah, Tefillin of Mezuzah, it says Osavta. Osavta means Ksiva Tama. It has to be a complete letter, it can't be touching. By Get, it says Vekasav, so it can't be Chag Teiches. And by Shabbos, Melchizedek Shabbos says a Torah. Because here I feel the Sefer V'diyah Laibina. You see, Get is different than Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is D'yai and Klaf. And this doesn't need the eye. It could be written in Sikra, it could be written on paper. It's a safer by get. Safer by get is Sfiris Devar Baal. So at any rate, this is the, I guess, like I said, the first thing is very Geshmaka, the set of Mordechai. Crowd, I noticed that Shin Mem Gimel, so it goes on, we're going to learn tomorrow, the idea of the Taisus about reading the get before and after it's given. So maybe we'll look at it tomorrow. But this Shin Mem Gimel Dalet and Shin Mem Hey have very Geshmaka sikumim of the rules, the comparative rules of Shabbos to get. And getting to Sifrei Torah and Shemem Hei, which is okay. So much for that. Let's learn some Gemara. All right, the Bavli Yamin Aleph we learned for the most part. We learned already because we had it earlier, and that is the Mekarin. So let's try to go through that more quickly, and then get to the Chiddush of the Gemara on the Yamin Beis. So where were we up to? Name Shana Medam and Nasamai. I think that's what we were holding. Itvar. Okay, that 10 lines up. Eidim sheyei de machtoi, rava b'mkaren lam niyacholok, v'malen es akrav diyoi. So you know it's a machlek srashi in Taisus. What it means, you mkaren. Yishmol amr be'eivir. Be'eivir sakat aitach. What does it mean, be'eivir? With lead? V'tarim chiyah, kasri be'eivir, b'shachar b'shichar kasher. So what are you telling me? That you write it in Aver and the aid writes on top? That's a good ksiva. Lekash. Habivra habamayadivra. What the Gemara here is saying, and all the terutzim, is that the bottom ksav is totally not a ksav. Maya de ivra. Rabavo amr bimei milin. Tenrachanina kase bimei tarya vi iftza kasher. Iftza's mei milin. Lekash hadof, it's hadalai office. Let me explain what this means. It means, when we started, I told you, ksiva has to be nicker. Everyone agrees. Ksiva has to be nicker. If you have black paper, and you write black ink on black paper, you're not writing. That's not a writing. Mei milin on parchment that's worked out with afitzim is einai nira. Now, I'm not sure how einai nira it is. Totally not nira. If it would be black ink on black paper, I don't think the Gemara would say anything. It must mean it's not adequately nearer to be called nicker. How nicker it has to be, I don't know. The only thing is, what?
Can see it.
If you can't see it totally, it doesn't make sense. Must mean you see something. The aid has to see it to trace it, you mean. He has to see it. There's a little of a hint. Rapapa ma beraik. Rapapa tura beraik. Okay, so reik, we can understand. If you use a little saliva to make a mark on a paper, so it would be visible, but it wouldn't be ksav. So must be to make lina agave mimilin or somehow the same type of thing. Because I told you when we started, there are three conditions for ksiva: nicker, everyone agrees, miskayemes seems to be machlaikis, and then yachal is daif, which you can have in the yamid base. Finally, we begin. Abishtaris lai. We're makel only by gittin. The Gemara will say soon that by gittin we're more makel because of igun. Rashi brings it here. Avol bishtaris lai, but by shtari mamin, nothing doing. You don't use witnesses that are illiterate. Ahu David avda bishar shtaris v'nagdei rav kahana. Okay, so this is an illiterate person's sign. Yom beis taikavas nidirad edim sheidim lase mekarim lamia cholok malin esakrav diay. Period. Now, until here, the Gemara is similar to the Gemara we had earlier. There's more here than there. But Eidim that are not literate, and we're using them as witnesses, whatever the Eitzes are. The next 10 lines of Gemara opens up a brand new topic, which starts off innocent enough, but ends up being one of the klolei hilchas gittin v'kiddushin of edus and gittin v'kiddushin. So we have to go in order. We have to figure out the Gemara. It's not an easy Gemara to follow. And hopefully, I'll show you where, like I said, yesaidus come up. Davei meluim that I had downstairs is done with the question. It sounds like left field about whether the edim by a chuppah have to see the face of the kala. and he brings two taisis in an hour sugya as rahayas. So obviously there's something going on here. The Gemara doesn't talk about the face of the kala, but it talks about the yisoid of edus. Let's learn the Gemara. Now you're going to have to follow Shakal Vitaria with me, because at one point in the Gemara where it's very hard for me to catch a clear pshat in the Shakal Vitaria. You're ashamed to talk about it, but it's hard for me to see how Rashi learned. So learn the Gemara with me and follow closely. We have the machlokes, we know from months ago. You have an illiterate person, you get him to sign a get. And you, how do you do it? You use one of all these tricks, only by get, the Gemara said. Don't start doing it by Shar Shtaris, who said it, only by get. How do you really begin? Stam Gemara. How do you really begin? Mishtaris Lo. Gemara now comes to a second issue. If the Edim, who have to say testimony, can't read, they can't read what it says in the paper. The Gemara says, Kriya Mandikar Shvei. What's going on in this braisa? Gamliel said that Yodim Likrais V'lichtayim, the Edim have to know to read and sign. So the signing, you have an Eitzah for them, but they can't read. How do I know what they're signing? Chasurim Eser V'achiyotani. Now listen to this. We have a double machlaikis where there was one before. Before there's a machlaikis about illiterate people signing. Now we have a machlaikis about illiterate people reading. They can't read. You can't do anything to help them read. They don't know how to read. Not gonna, by signing, you have this trick. But you don't have it by reading. So the Gemara says, V'achiyotani. Eidim she'en yoidim likrais, kairin lefneyem v'chaisman. We read in front of them, and they sign. V'en yoidim lachtayim, that's mekarnas anir. So right away, e'en yoidim likrais, kairin lefneyem v'chaisman. The first problem is it sounds like eid mipi eid. It sounds like they don't know what they're signing. Sounds like Eid Mipi Eid. They're not really saying testimony on anything. The Gemara doesn't talk about Eid Mipi Eid. Tosfos, if you look back on Tesam and Beis, there's a three-line Tosfos. Kairin lefneim v'chaisman. He says, V'lai have Eid Mipi Eid. Why? I'm not sure what Tosfos Teretz is. Again, you have illiterate people. Someone reads it to them and they sign. No. They're not to aid this on. What does Iker HaMaisa mean?
Not sure.
Oh, let me finish. Al Iker HaMaisa. Ela Sha'imer Shekach Kosa Bishtar. They don't have to know Iker HaMaiser. When they have to know if Reuven killed Shimon, so they have to see it themselves. Someone says Reuven killed Shimon, that's MPA. That makes sense. But here, they're not saying on Edis on a Maisa. Most witnesses, they come in, I saw Reuven break Shimon's window. They're saying it's on a Maisa. That's MPA. But here, Elishoi Meshekach Kosa Bishtar. What they are is Edis Bishtar, and they're saying, this is what it says in the Shtar. So what's he saying? It's not Eid Mipi Eid. Eid Mipi Eid is when you say testimony that you saw something happen. You can't say Eid Mipi Eid. You saw the new moon. You're saying, I didn't see the new moon, but my friend saw it. So that's Eid Mipi Eid. But here, when you sign a shtar, you're not saying testimony. You're signing that this shtar was presented by Reuven, if it's a get, was presented by the husband on this and this day. It was written by the husband on this and this day. So as long as you know what it is, you're trusting to it, this is what it is, you're signing. That's saying testimony.
Okay. You don't know.
So it sounds like they can know it because they're under it.
So what's the difference
in
this case and the case of the moon?
When this, Eid Mipi Eid person, we say this on a Maisa. Here, they're not saying testimony. They're saying that they're creating a shtar. A shtar needs chasimas. And since they're signing, they're creating a chasima. They're satisfied that the ksav is true, because two witnesses read it. So they're not in Bezin saying, hey, this is deciding the shtar.
So what is the Chassima testifying?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to explain Taisus. If Taisus means that they're Eidus L'Kiyume and they're not Eidei Raya, that makes it a little easier. They're not Eidei Raya. They're not saying testimony. They're saying Eidus L'Kiyume. A shtar needs two witnesses.
As a chok.
What?
As a chok.
As a chok. I mean, but it has to make sense that somebody has to read it in front of them. If no one read it in front of them, it's not. It's missing the word Eidus. It's an Eidus, not an Amaisa. It's Eidus. So it sounds like, if you look at the Ramban and what Tosis says in Testament Beis, the Ramban says in our Gemara, it's slightly different words. It's hard to put your finger on what he's saying, but he's definitely making a distinction between creating a shtar and saying testimony in Beis. That's what he's saying. Now we're going to have to accept it. No one talks about Eid and PA except they say it's not an issue. And we're going to go back to the Gemara. So we have to accept that it's given in this Gemara that there's such a thing as someone else reading it to me and me signing it. It's not a chsarin of Eid M'Piyed. Do I have clarity on why I don't? Okay, but Tais and Ramban address it, so we'll put it aside. That's not the sugya, Eid M'Piyed. The sugya is the kashrus of witnesses that don't know firsthand what it says. I shouldn't say don't know. They don't see firsthand. But they know. I know it, but I didn't see it. If two witnesses that I trust tell me Reuven killed Shimon, so I might know it, but I didn't see it. Normally, Edom have to see. The whole issue in this sugya, we call it Edei Yediyah Boloi Edei Riyah. That's where the whole Avdei Meluim and everybody takes this sugya to different shaylas. The shayla here in the Gemara is, you have here two witnesses. They can't see what says in the get. But they know it because trustworthy people told them what it says. Is that good? The Gemara is going to say later in the Yamid that even if two Goyim, Mesiach Lafituman, Shzeh Shalai Befnezeh, read it, if it's written in a different language, get Kabir in any language, and you ask a guy to read it to you, then you send them away, you're calling another guy, Mesiach Lafituman, whatever that means, that's also good. You didn't read it, but you're satisfied that you know what it says. You know what it says. You call them two different non-Jews. Then that's the kashva testimony. But you call them in separately, Mesiach Vitumai, so they're believed. So the point here is, the sugya here that we're about to try to figure out the Gemara is the sugya of witnesses that are signing because they know what it says, but well, they can't read it. They can't read it, but they know. They have independently, they know what it says.
In addition to the writer, as you described, the Indian justice, he says that for, by the Maisa, it's lots, three from high, you know, the Iker Maisa, but when he's talking about the Shadar, he says, Omer Shekhan comes with the Shadar. Omer is a law, it's very clear that the distinction
is not an Amira,
it's an Amira.
It's an Amira without a idea, without enough. Okay, good. So now let's see the Shakla Vitaria. We have this concept in this Gemara that someone else can read it to you and you could be a witness. Kiddush Gadol. And let's see how far it goes. So the Gemara says that the Gemara changed the Girsa, Chasuri Mechsur, whatever that means. It seems like it changed the Girsa. And it's saying that not only is there an Eitzah for illiterate people who can't sign, but they don't know how to read. Karl Lefnei Vachais. It's not talking about Goyim and Pasha, it's talking about Jews. Jews are in front of them. Or Mishim Gamaliel, by my Devar, Mamur and Bikite Nashim. This is a Bikula. Only by Kite Nashim. Abishakure Avadim, Shakal Shtaris, and Yadim Likres Velachtim, Chaismin, and Lavin Chaism. Now, this is Mishim Gamaliel. The Gemara is going to turn two ways to turn in the Gemara based on understanding this. Mishim Gamaliel said, whenever we talk about Mishim Gamaliel, he's the one that says this is a Kula. The Gemara says, Al-Tzachshash Igun will make a Mishnah by get, but not by financial documents. Omer Allah, Zavtam Hashem Gamliel, Shalai B'nai Sisra Allah Gunais. Omer Rava, Halach Gur Hashem Gamliel. Rav Gamda, Mishmei De Rava Omer, Ein Halach. So we're going to use, everyone's going to refer to Rav Gamda. Rosh refers, they all refer to Rav Gamda. Who's Rav Gamda? He says, Ein Halach Gur Hashem Gamliel, meaning what? Ein Halach Gur Hashem Gamliel, And Kriya Lefdeyem is good even by Mamet. You could always read in front of them. Ain't Alak Hashem Gamaliel. Ela Kamak Rabbana? You mean you want to be makel by money? By documents that the Edom don't know what they're reading and others read in front of them? Who David of the Kshib Shashtoris for 9 day Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana said, no, by Shashtoris we're not makel. Where we hold it? We have a stira. What's the halacha? By Shashtoris. By Gittin we know. By Gittin we're makel, on the Ksiva, on the Kriya, we're makel on the Ksiva. What about by Shashtoris? On the one hand, Rav Gamda said, Ein halacha Kshib Gamliel. She was umakel. On the other hand, Rav Kahana put somebody, Nagde Rav Kahana, he punished somebody for being Sanach and Gamliel. Tirgama Akriya. Now here, stop a minute. What does it mean, Tirgama Akriya? We have two kulas. Illiterate people signing, and illiterate people having it read in front of them. Shem Gamliel said, we're only makel by gin. And Rav Gamda said, Ein alter Shem Gamliel, we're makel everywhere. Stira. Answer is, by one of them, Kriya and Chasima were only makel by Gittin, and by the other one were makel straight. That's the Gemara saying. This is the Yisrael of the Gemara. You learn the Rosh, you have to know. The Gemara is saying, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we make a distinction between Gittin and everything else. Rav Gamda said, Ein alter Shem Gamliel, we make no distinction. And they're both right. How can they both be right? One is right when it comes to signing. And we're makel, one of them were makel, and one of them were not makel. Which is which? Look at Rashi, second line on the page, Akriya. Shem yoidim lachsayim, abi she'en yoidim likrais, shapir dami. Which one is Rashi saying? Rashi's talking about financial, not back yet. By other documents, im yoidim lachsayim, they have to know how to sign. We're not makel on signing by other documents. Abishen yadim likrais shapidami. But we are makel on reading. Those other people reading in front of them, we're going to be makel even by financial documents. It's only the chasima, Rashi says, that we pass through Shem Gamliel and we make a distinction. And we read it, let other people read in front of them by financial documents like the Rabbana. Rav Kahana, I Rav Kahana Nagdei, B'shei Yaidim Lachsay, B'gai B'chasima, Amar Rav Kahana Le. So Rashi is very, very clear. What's the bottom line? The kula of chasima is only by gin. Like Gemara said, the bottom line, Amar Rav. What we're going to get into now is Kriya. By Kriya, we had a kula other people could read in front of them. So the Gemara, Rav Gamda told us, we're makel by everything, even by financial documents. So you have two witnesses that are not literate. Two Eidim read it in front of them, they could sign. Two others read it. Why don't you let the others sign it? Maybe the others, they're old people. He wants young witnesses that'll live a long time, be able to come. I don't know why. But two others are reading it in front of them. And they are going to sign it. So that's good enough by Shashtaris. That's what the Gemara is saying. Tirgama Akriya. So coming out that we're makel on Kriya, and Rav Yehuda Mitztair Kari V'chasim. Rav Yehuda, Rash says, his eyesight was failing him in his old age, and he was a witness. So Kari V'chasim, he was mitzar himself to read before he signed. Amalayula, Leit Zrichis, what are you doing? You don't need to. Dora Beloza, Moradar Yisrael, Karu Kamei V'chasim. What does that mean? That means they want you to sign a ksuba. Don't bother reading it. Somebody reads it out loud. That's so, right? They read the ksuba and then they them sign. So that's Mamish Des Gemara. Someone else will read it. And you'll sign it. Mustami means Karu Kame, two witnesses, to do it. For Rav Nachman, Karu Kame Sifra died of a chasim. Rav Nachman did this. They read in front of him together with the Sifra Dedaina, together with his official Beznin, and he let people sign. Until the next word, Shalom HaYisrael, Geshmaka Gemara, easy Gemara. The next word makes it hard. Till here, it's an easy Gemara. What's the Gemara say? We have this wonderful Kula. Other people could read it, and you could sign it. And we pass it that way by Mammon as well, like Rav Gamda said. And everything is wonderful. Then, it gets complicated. I should have stopped here, no? Stop while you're ahead. Who the Gemara says? Tavka Rav Nachman v'sifri d'dayna, dislu emsa. No, no, no. This trick only works if you're in front of Rav Nachman and the Sifra Dedaina, and you're afraid of them. There's an ema. Of Rav Nachman v'Sifri Achrini, Rav Nachman with others, a Sifri Daini v'Nish Achrini, or the other without Rav Nachman, loy.
Was the Sifra Dedaina, were they able to read it to or more, to Rav Nachman?
What?
Were they the ones reading it?
It sounds like in front of them it was being read.
Karu Kameh.
You mean you're reading Karu Kameh Sifri Daini? That the Sifri Daini were the ones who read? Or Karu Kameh Sifri Daini? Or they read in front of the Sifri Daini? Not sure. But my point here is to go till this line, we have a kula, which was Rav Gamda said is across the board a kula, that people could read and Adam could sign. There were no restrictions until now. Why now restricts it? No, only in front of Rav Nachman Sifra Dedaina, however you want to tie Rav Nachman. We're doing a restriction called Rav Nachman Sifra Dedaina. Only then you could do it. What's going on? The next Gemara says two goyim could do it.
It's one person.
Right. It sounds like what we're saying here, because the Gemara in a minute is going to say that two goyim could do it. So it seems, that's what seems from the Rosh and the Ritva, that if you have two people, what does it mean, two people reading it? That means the whole trick of, I don't know. When you have two people reading it, that's always good. When you have one person reading it, where does it say that in the Gemara? You know, it's very hard to fit it in, but that's what they say. That when you have one person reading it, it's got to be in front of Sifra Dedaina. When you have two people reading it, so two is always good. Now remember, the two readers are not the signers. And the Rosh adds, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Ramban, and the Rashi, all four add. Why are you trusting one person? One aid is not believed. It's a Milsa David Legluye. So Gemara Rosh Hashanah says there's something called a Milsa David Legluye. Milsa David Legluye means something where you're going to be caught. People are more reluctant to lie. If someone says, what happened yesterday? I say something. So people are quicker to lie. Well, not dafka lie, they're not careful in what they say. But the Gemara there has a case where someone came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he says, they were ma'aber El. El was 30 days, and Roshana, Yom Kippur, Sukkot is a day later. One person is Nema. But I said, Mosefi de Lugluye. You're going to end up finding out which day was Rosh Chodesh. Right now, it's a week after Rosh Chodesh, or 10 days after. You don't know. But it's Avida Legluye, you're going to find out. If one of the first shachs in Taruvis, the first long shach in Taruvis, you know, in the beginning of this Taruvis, it says, if treifus falls into a mixture, you give it to a guy to taste, to tell you if the taste is there. Right? You have some treifa meat fell into a vegetable soup, so you give it to a chef, the Gemara says, an expert, taster, Arama, a guy, you can give it to a Jew, because it might be treif. Give it to a guyish person to taste. And he'll tell you. So the shach says, what's going on here? You trust a guy? Even Mesiach Lefitumai, you trust a guy? One guy, Mesiach Lefitumai. By the Rabbanans, we trust a guy, Mesiach Lefitumai. But not by their Isis. The shach ends up, it's a Milsa David Lugliye. It's Manasha. If the guy says it's treif, so you could trust him, it's treif, throwing it out. What are you worried? The guy will say it's kosher. The guy will say that there's no taste of meat in the soup. But that means you're going to eat it. It's a Milsa David Lugliye. You're going to end up, if he's telling you it has no taste, he knows you're going to eat it, and you'll figure it out. Milsa David Lugliye, there's an emanis. So everybody says, why are we trusting one person here by the shtaris? It's interesting, by going we need two, but we're trusting one person by shtaris because Milsa David Lugliye. So now it's very hard to sort this out. This Gemara is teaching us the following. You have Edim that don't know how to read, and we want them to sign. So we're saying the following. If two witnesses read it in front of them, they can sign. That's the Gemara till now. If one reads it in front of them, only Kamei Rav Nachman v'Sifra D'Daina, because there's an Ema. And because it's a Milsa David Lugliye. Where did that come in? Where did this Milsa David Lugliye stuff come in? I thought because there's an Ema of Rav Nachman. So it means there's an Ema and it's Avid Lugliye, so Rav Nachman will punish you. Maybe that's what it means. Very hard to understand the Shakla Bataria here. So I read the Rush a few times. It's not so easy to see what the Rush is saying. The Rush is addressing this. But the Ritva says three lines. He says three lines. He says there are two Gemaras here. There's one, the reader is trusted by the two witnesses. And there's another that the Beis Din is trusting the two witnesses. There are two steps here. The reader is trusted by the witnesses. And number two, the witnesses are being trusted at Beis Din. So he says, Milsa David Lugluye, the two people ought to trust one reader. The two people in Beis Din, how do we know that we're careful to know what's going on? It has to be in the Beis Din, Rav Nachman, and Sifra D'Daina, where there's a fear, there's just one person. There has to be a fear, they have to have a sort of a confidence that they're taking things seriously. They're doing things seriously. So what comes out from this is a lot that doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara said, somebody else can read for you, Shalom Yisrael. Suddenly the Gemara stuck in the Sifra D'Daina stuff. Then the Gemara goes back to Kulis, with even Goyim being believed. So the way the Rosh, the Ritva, the way they're learning the Gemara is that it's talking about 1 8. How do you know it's talking about 1 8? Where do you see it? Does Rashi say it's 1 8? Does Rashi say anything? Nothing. The Koru Kamayu sounds like two. What?
Koru is plural also.
Koru is plural. But you're the one who said it's one.
No, but now you said that's what
you're okay. Anyway, that's how the Rishayim learn. Must be a bigger mashmais in the Gemara that I'm missing. This is how they learn. Now, the nekuda of this Gemara, we sort of take and run with, which is, continues, the Gemara, the Daven Beis, continues on this topic, is this the cool nekuda? Eidei Yediya without Eidei Riya. They don't really, they know, they're confident they know, but they didn't see. They're standing a star. They don't know what they're signing. The Gemara here seems to be mashur. Tosfos davar masal tzrichi. He says lahalacha. Tosfos here is the source. If you go to a get, you see they read the get. The woman gives the get. What's the first thing they do after the woman gets the get? She's kinda. They take it back. They open it up and they read it again. They want to make sure nothing got switched. The source is that I think it's Rebbeinu Tam here in Tosfos. It says you read it before and you read it after. But Tosfos says, why was it they didn't read it? They didn't read it before, they read it after. Tosfos is going to say that it's good. Which is why the Avdei Miluim goes into the idea of this idea of Eidei Yediya without Eidei Riya, without actually seeing it. So we're going to come to it. We have to still learn the Amid a little further down. And then we'll come tomorrow to the Avnei Meluim that are given out. If you have that Meluim, the Meluim Yevon, the one I gave out doesn't have it, the Yeshiva has. But the Meluim Yevon, they bring a Reb Chaim Oizer. It's much easier to read there than in the Achiezer, because without the Rayas, there's Reb Chaim Oizer's sheet and what the Avnei Meluim says. So we can do that for tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.